Now, there is a way to mute your microwave so that you don't wake up your entire family during late-night snacking. Hey, that's so thoughtful of you. Each microwave is different, but here are several most common ways to do it. Look for a sound button. It may seem obvious, but most of us completely miss it. If yours doesn't have one, try pressing and holding either 1 or 0. A lot of manufacturers hide sneaky secret functions in these buttons. It's the same for the stop and cancel buttons. Try pressing and holding them. If that doesn't work, it's probably best to consult your manual. There's likely a hidden button combination to stop the pesky beeping. If you've tossed the manual, don't worry. There should be a digital version on the manufacturer's website. Those tiny squares of fabric that come with buttons when you buy new clothes have a different purpose from what you may think. They're not for sewing up any holes that may appear, and chances are they're way too small for that anyway. It's actually so that you can test out different cleaning products without running the risk of ruining your clothes. The M stamped on M&Ms stands for the initials of the men who created them. Their names were Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray. They paired up after Mars had the idea of a hard-shelled candy that had yummy chocolate in the center. He struck up a deal to add the chocolate with Bruce Murray, who is the son of the president of Hershey's Chocolate. And so glad they did. Coins didn't always have ridges. Back in the day, when they were made of gold, crooks would shave off the edges. They'd then collect the shavings and sell them or melt the metal down to make a whole new coin. The ridges were added to show whether or not the coin had been tampered with. The ridges are still there today, but they're now more for tradition. The loop on the backs of shirts came from sailors who used to hang them up on hooks on their ships. And this feature is stuck around as it's still pretty useful for hanging them up when there are no hangers around. Sunglasses weren't always used for sunny days. Arctic people originally invented dark glasses to protect their eyes from bright snow reflections. They were also super popular in 12th century China, where people used to wear them as a disguise to hide their emotions from onlookers. Notice that drawer under your oven? It's not meant for storing pots and pans. Really? It's there for you to keep your food warm until you're ready to serve it. And if you have a gas stove, the little compartment is probably actually something called a broiling drawer. While the name sounds weird, this hidden tray is super handy. It can be used for things like browning the top of your mac and cheese so that it goes all bubbly and delicious. The tiny number at the top of your Heinz ketchup packets shows what line it was manufactured on. It doesn't have any actual purpose for you as a consumer, so you can ignore this. Those gaps underneath public restroom doors are the worst. They were designed to make people feel uncomfortable while doing their business. This way, there are also fewer lines. Everyone wants to leave as quickly as possible. The little groove at the bottom of coffee cups is there so that water can drain off after you wash it. It also allows cool air to flow under the cup so that they don't crack when hot drinks heat them up. Pretty much all money has its hidden secrets. Just take a look at the dollar bill. The big circled letter on one side lets you know where it was printed. An L, for example, tells you that it was made in San Francisco. Yeah, that makes sense. Flip the note over and check out the eagle for another hidden secret. It's holding 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves. These represent the original 13 states. You've been opening those sugar stick packets wrong at your local coffee stand this whole time. How could you? Wait. It's okay. You just need to snap them in the middle, not tear them at the top. This way, your hands don't get covered in sugar, and you're way less likely to spill it everywhere. Most hammers have a slot on the top of them that perfectly fits a nail in. This is to make it much easier to hammer the nail into the wall and avoid bashing your fingers. My fingers appreciate that. A lot of toothpicks have notches or grooves on one end. You can snap this part off so that you have a handy table to place your pick on without having to put it down on a dirty counter. The dirty counter is another story. The long neck on your soda bottles is designed like that to encourage you to hold it there. This way, the heat from your hand will only warm that top bit of the bottle. Instead of heating up your whole drink, you'll have an ice-cold beverage for longer. That tiny hole on the end of a measuring tape has a super useful purpose. It's there to hook the tape on a nail for easy measurement without needing another hand. The smaller hole underneath is great for marking points with a pencil without lifting the tape and remembering the place. The scalloped edges on Ritz crackers are there so that you can roll the cracker over your cheese so that you get the perfect size piece to sit on top. Ah, there's some cracker calculus for you. The brushes on the side of escalators aren't there so that you can polish your shoes on the way down. They're a useful safety feature that stops you from standing too close to the edge and getting your clothes caught. The weird serrated opening centered where the handles and blades meet on your kitchen scissors has a handy function. It's great for destemming herbs like thyme and rosemary in one motion so that you don't have to pick all the leaves off by hand. It can also be used as a bottle opener. The loops at the top fold-out section of our grocery carts aren't just an aesthetic choice. They're there to give you extra room to hang your bags with light items in them. They're perfect for items like bread and eggs that you don't want to get squished under the weight of the rest of the shopping. Two-toned erasers have a hidden function, and sadly, it's not that one side erases pen like we all thought one day. The colored side, usually blue or gray, allows you to erase pencil marks from types of paper that are thinner and more sensitive to friction. It means they're less likely to tear when you erase your mistake. The stripes in your toothpaste are a clever marketing tool that started all the way back in the 70s, the 1970s. People didn't just want their toothpaste to clean their mouth, they wanted it to freshen their breath, too. One toothpaste brand added a blue stripe to show that it had the dual action of cleaning and freshening. A third one was added later to represent the overall teeth health control, whatever that means. While solid white brands offer the same hygienic benefits, companies continue to add stripes because it's a proven seller. Most pin cushions come with an attached mini version. It's not there to look cute, but to store the pin you're currently using so that you don't lose it. It also acts as a sharpener. That seam on the top of your juice box is there to stop you spilling it everywhere when you drink it. Simply flatten the seam out so that the corners stick out on either side. You now have two built-in handles. You can adjust your takeout pizza box to make it the perfect size for you. First, you'll need to rip off the top of the box, then tear off the middle section of the flaps that stick up. You can then fold what you have left in half, and it's the perfect size for storing those leftover slices. Margins on paper aren't just for writing in dates and numbering lists. They originally served a protective function. Back in the day, rats used to be a pesky problem in people's homes, and paper was one of their favorite snacks. Margins were added as a safeguard so that the rats would nibble on blank paper rather than taking a bite out of important work. It's the same for margins in books.